Panama has been in the news this week because of a huge leak. No, nothing to do with the canal. This was a leak of financial information. It turns out many of the rich and famous have been avoiding paying tax by hiding it in a Panama tax haven. Shock horror. Iceland's Prime Minister resigned after his name was apparently linked to offshore investments in the leak. And our own David Cameron had to confirm he used to own shares in his late father's offshore fund. Two people who probably wished the Panama scheme had kept their details under their hat. All dogs in England, Wales and Scotland must now be microchipped by law. It's hoped the microchips will help reduce the number of stray dogs, although using a lead is probably a better solution. Owners of unchipped dogs could face a £500 fine if authorities can work out who the dogs belong to without a microchip. It's also hoped the scheme will help tackle puppy farming, which is a serious problem and has nothing to do with Yorkshire Terriers driving combine harvesters. As the nation ramps up to the referendum on our membership of the EU... Sorry, I just dropped off there for a moment. We heard this week that the government spent £9 million of taxpayers' money on pro-EU leaflets. I wonder if they were printed inside the EU or somewhere else where costs are lower. Every household in the UK will be getting one of the leaflets, but Leave campaigners are furious and say we should send them straight back to Downing Street. Well, fair enough, but have you seen the cost of stamps these days? In football, Doncaster Rovers fans have been getting shirty over their new away kit. The club insists it followed all the proper rules after One Direction's Louis Tomlinson won a competition to design it. To be fair, the announcement was made in the AM. Louis got history with the club, his design was nearly perfect, and Rovers will be hoping the backlash won't drag them down. And in the world of motorsport, after months of outcry from everyone, Formula One's new elimination-style qualifying system has been scrapped. Which is a bit of a spanner in the works, but it has been driving fans nuts. The Chinese Grand Prix will use last season's format instead. In other words, F1 will be using the formula as before.